That's Mike. No, over here. We have. Why do you have three chairs?
This one is for my book. The sales are low, and I need up the sales.
This isn't a.
It is now.
It's a book suppository.
It's a book suppository.
Platform. That's what I was going to use.
Like shoes.
What?
We're off to an excellent start.
Hey, welcome to what's this called? Scott Richard Podcast.
Yes.
I'm Scott. To my left is John.
Hello.
To my right is Mike.
Hello.
And then for those who haven't been here before, we have little fun conversations and we have a fun time learning about each other.
Good job, Scott.
I did it. We can end the show now.
Good job. It normally takes about a half hour before you actually start the show.
No, it's good. It's always fun. Hey, I have some topics. I didn't delete them from last time.
Okay.
Last time? Hey.
Phone, is that still like one of those random phones you keep buying?
What do you mean random phones?
That's not an iPhone?
It's a Android? The other one?
The other phone?
Oh, it's a Samsung?
No, it's a... Oh. That's
the other one when you talk about phones. So what is that, an LG?
LG.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's all right.
It always just like surprises me. It's nothing bad about it. It just always surprises me. I'm used to everyone seeing like a giant Samsung or an iPhone, and then like it always just surprises me that you have a different phone.
What do you mean?
I didn't say there's anything bad. It just surprises
everyone has
me.
Different phones. Look at him. I can't see.
Clap
him.
If you have an.
Look at that. He's got a phone.
Enough of me.
No. Does he not like being clapped?
Clap if you have an LG. That's all I'm
great.
Saying. I
oh,
didn't
great.
Say it's bad or I didn't say it was good or bad.
Point out one thing. Hey, clap. What kind of car do you drive, John?
You're gonna.
What kind of car do you drive?
A Hyundai.
What kind of car?
Santa Fe.
Hey, clap your hands if you drive a Hyundai Santa Fe.
That's very specific.
Well, it's a fucking specific brand of phone.
No, LG
Fine.
Is a giant brand.
Fine.
It's like a Hyundai.
Round of applause if you drive a Hyundai. One person.
No, because
that was
you. Said high-end.
High-end.
Hyundai. What did I say? Hyundai.
You're Hyundai.
How do you pronounce it?
Hyundai.
I don't think that's right.
Hyundai?
Versa Hyundai. What?
Is it Versa Hyundai?
I don't know cars.
That's why I'm asking you.
Oh.
I think it's a Nissan Versa. Is
oh,
it?
Yeah.
No, it's a...
don't know.
It's a book thing.
Okay, sorry.
This one is too long. That's... It says I don't understand. Yes. Well, we got two laughs. That's more than John gets. Hey.
Oh, I'm not high-fiving that.
All right, fine.
All right, what's the first stop?
Fine. Who drives a Hyundai? Nobody.
No,
point proven. All the different cars in the world.
You had posted earlier a week ago a joke with a Kia.
A Nissan. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was going to recommend a Hyundai as the car instead. But now I know you drive one. I wasn't going to.
Here's the thing. I've been in my stand-up sets. I've been saying because my because part of my joke is I'll say my wife went to a private college and we poor forever. Like in the things I go, I'm going to be driving a Hyundai forever.
Yeah.
And that no laughs. Like I think a lot because I saw it now. I assume everyone has Hyundais.
No.
Because no one laughs.
One person. That's you.
I know. Right.
No one else.
I know.
They're
Scott.
All rich. Then.
No, they're not all rich. Because
yep. You said you're.
And now I say Kia because I think Hyundai is kind of a normal.
What?
Sure.
Why you got to be so?
Because Kia's worse.
Oh,
no.
I want a Kia.
You both get Kias.
Have you driven in one, John?
Yes. I've been in your car several times.
Did you drive it?
No.
It feels nice.
Yeah. I'm not saying those cars are bad. John, I'm just saying if you get throw out a brand of car.
I think the thing is, John is. You and I are both over 6 feet tall, and John's like 5.5. So. Like
or
to
or
be
so.
To be like in a like cause my brother drove an Oldsmobile for a while, and I would get in and the mirror covers the sun.
They're like the fishtail things.
No, like when you pull it down, you put your seat
visor.
Yeah,
just a visor.
I would get in and it'd be in my forehead, and I'd had to like squat a little bit because otherwise my head's touching the roof. Being in cars sucks as a person who's. 6 feet tall, 6 footer.
A person of size.
And yeah, and I'm fat too, so cars, they suck. And then I'm
so
like.
Why don't you like have a Hummer?
Because I don't have. They cost a lot more.
Ah, you can probably get one pretty cheap now.
And then the gas costs, John. I fill my car up like.
You name two things, don't count all your fingers.
How about a bike? Let me get a bike.
Yeah, like I'm a Harley.
You'll fit into a bike.
Like those Guinness World of Record guys when I was growing up.
I'd probably tip over. Probably tip over in a
those
bike.
Those big guys with Guinness World Records.
Bike before?
I mean, which one?
Any bike.
Name a brand of bike. Old Harley. John.
Schwinn or Harley.
I don't know what I kind of have. I have one. It's in the shed. It's in the shed. I have a shed. You have a problem with that, John?
No, I have a shed. It's great.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I have a shed. It's okay.
I don't remember what we were talking
about. Clap if you got sheds. Hey, all poor people.
Two
I told
sheds.
You
no. It just means we have so much.
Nothing's as glamorous, rich like shed.
I'm sorry.
We just bought a shed, our third one.
Sorry, I can't have a guest house that is like to put my lawnmower in.
We only have one air conditioner.
We have two.
Wow.
I have central AC.
Whoa.
Well, you just bought a house, so, I mean.
It's true.
You probably looked for one with a central air in it and didn't think
of
it.
Oh, it was a requirement.
Was it? Great.
I'm fancy.
God, hey. I don't like John today.
Okay.
I was just trying to buy...
Different than
by the way, here's the thing. This whole thing, by the way, I was just trying to buy it a little bit of time while you were trying to bring up your first topic.
Oh,
that
yeah.
was the only point.
Do an impression.
See, that's why I did it, because this silence of just... Why don't you have the first topic ready to let go?
Because I didn't... I just told you I didn't delete it from last time. Hey, so last time I mentioned electricity kid. I didn't know what that meant. Now I figured it out afterwards. Do you remember when you were a kid, you watched TV?
No. Yes. Yeah,
Okay, so you're a kid. It's like the early 90s. And then they had this commercial like where these kids, like these two kids are playing soccer. They're kicking a ball at each other. And like, ah! And the one kicks it over a fence... And then, but it's like, it lands in this like power station, and then the kid climbs over, and it's like saying, hey, don't climb into power stations, because then the kid grabs the ball, and then he's like, ah, and then like, then a flash of light, and the kid's gone, and it's like, because it's supposed to like represent the kid got electrocuted and died, and it's supposed to be for safety. Do you remember those?
No.
Oh.
I don't either. Are you sure you weren't watching like the beginning of a show?
No, because I was like, it was for.
But call the A-team.
No, it was like,
this kid
was
zapped into the future.
But that's what I thought it was, sure. though. I was like, oh shit.
This looks
you
awesome.
Can teleport. I thought it was, you got special powers.
So, you saw a commercial
mm-hmm.
where people were playing soccer.
Two kids
were playing soccer, and one kicked him into a power, like, electrical grid.
Like, it was like a chain link fence.
All right, and then when he gripped it, like, he, like, reacted
like
in
he,
pain,
like
and
he...
then the screen went black, and you thought that was cool.
I don't know if he grabbed the ball or if he grabbed the fence, but either way, it was like, ah.
That's very different, because I don't think a ball can get a, like, electrical charge on it. It's just rubber.
I mean,
I think you're okay. I wouldn't recommend it either.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't recommend it. I'm just saying I don't think it... I would say more the fence, or if you grab two different parts, like the power station and the ball.
Yeah.
Know.
But also, when I was a kid, I thought everything I saw on TV was local. Like, I was like, wait.
So, like, G.I. Joe is happening in this city?
Well, no, I didn't watch G.I. Joe as a kid. But that commercial.
Example.
For example. But for example, like, but for the, I saw that commercial, the kid, the screaming kid who disappears.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, he's, like, I realized later he's dead because he got electrocuted. But yeah. As a kid, I thought he had powers. So I was like, I wonder, drive around the city. I couldn't drive because I was like 8. But I was.
You can bike.
You don't get like this by biking.
Yeah. That is a true statement.
But then, like, whenever my parents would drive around, I'd be looking for, like, where is that? Like, that looks like it, but there was trees behind the thing, and I'd be looking.
You're looking for a dead kid?
No, looking just.
You were looking for the power station.
Yeah,
trees.
I was looking for, like, the dead kid area. Yeah.
What would you do if you found him?
I mean.
Or if you found the power station?
I would, like, put a pin in it, and then I go, I'm going to head back there tomorrow.
And then what?
I probably would have died.
It's a good thing it wasn't local.
Speaking of local.
Sure.
By the way, also, I want you next month to bike here from your house.
Ooh.
And just see how that works.
Why? It's all the way over there.
I know.
Yeah.
That's like miles.
Heritage Hill.
Yeah, he lives by Heritage Hill.
Whatever.
It's mostly downhill.
I mean, the way back, though.
That is uphill.
Well, maybe one of us will give you a ride back, but I just want to see you here, like, after you bike to your...
We'll
to
for sure give you a ride
you
back.
I would, this is what I would look like. I would look like this. Just dripping.
So just slightly have a couple drips of water in your hair.
Like a weird amount of sweat on the top of your
hair. All right. The visual was... I was hoping it would be better.
Your hair repels water.
Yeah,
right?
Yes,
yeah.
Really
commit,
well.
Commit.
I shampooed.
So I don't know if that's good or bad. Like, if he has great hair or terrible hair.
Yeah.
I took a shower when I got home from work.
Are you really fast when you swim?
What?
By the way, why don't you do your hair like that or something fun?
I can't
you have nice
see
hair.
It.
What do you mean?
Right now, I can't see it. I have
no,
eyes.
No, I meant in general, not right now.
What do you mean I have nice hair?
You have nice hair. It looks like you can style it.
I hate it. It's always so full.
I love I love giving Scott compliments.
It's so angry.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it does look nice.
Yeah.
Like, if you put, like, a little bit of, like, mousse in there, and then...
Sure.
Taking selfies.
Yeah.
Well, there was way too much space in the back, but...
Yeah, I'm not good at them. Oh, so speaking of local...
Yeah.
This is... I don't know why they teach us words in school, and then they don't expect ramifications. Like, you watch Sesame Street, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
You watch Mr. Rogers.
I will hit you in the face if you make fun of those shows.
Oh, no, no. But it's on PBS, Public Broadcasting System. What is it? Station? Yeah. Station. Whatever.
Something.
The P stands for public. I thought, because it was a Wisconsin-owned station, I thought Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood was in Wisconsin. And I was so happy. I'm like, yeah, this motherfucker... I didn't swear when I was a kid. But I was like, this guy, he's from Wisconsin. He's pretty cool. And then I learned late, like so many years later, I'm like, oh, he's from Pennsylvania. I thought I had a connection with him, but I don't.
Do you remember, did you guys ever watch like the Red Green Show?
Yes.
They are Wisconsin, though.
Are they? I thought they're Canada. They're from Canada.
Connor, look it up.
Connor's from Europe. He doesn't understand.
The Red Green Show. Now all I want
keep
to do...
Keep your stick on the ice, because it's Canada.
Yeah,
they love
by the way,
hockey.
All I want to do now is have Conrad watch Red Green clips and just get his feedback. Like, as I'm a like a post-millennial...
The Red Green Show was a Canadian television company.
Oh! Shit. Boop, boop, I thought boop, they boop. Were... That's very close to Wisconsin.
It is very
I
close.
I mean, yeah.
Also part of your childhood.
Wait, which part of Canada? It's the whole length of... I mean, is it Ontario? Is it the other one?
The other one?
The other Toronto?
Saskatchewan?
Mystery Science Theater is in...
Hopkins, Minnesota. I know!
They're just...
I know! I was excited. I'm sorry, Mitch. I can't see where you are. But, oh yeah, but Joel is from around here. I know. I met him a couple years ago. I was so happy.
Good.
I did too. Yeah, it was great. We all got to.
Oh, that's right. You were there.
I was. I have the signed poster from them. A signed DVD cover.
That's it? I heard about everything I had. They got mad.
They sure did.
Okay, for those who have never watched Mystery Science Theater 3000, I'd probably say that's where part of my wanting to do comedy came from. But it's a movie show. It's a show. They watch old movies and they make fun of them on screen. Much better than almost everyone else that I see that tries to do it in theaters nowadays. Am I explaining this well, John?
I think so. You're just getting too self-conscious.
Okay. But as a show, it was great. I don't remember where I was going with this. Oh, but they came, some of them came to town, and they're at the comic shop, and they're signing things, and people had brought in, like, a DVD, or, like, another DVD. I brought in all the DVDs, and the VHS tapes, and the CDs, and, like, everything I had that was, and then I put it on a table, and they didn't know that was all one person. Like, oh, we're backing up. Like, no, that's all mine. Like, oh, this is one person's? Oh, and I felt embarrassed.
But here's the thing. You felt embarrassed, but then after that, like the next day or the next week, they forgot that any of that happened. That's what you have to remember.
They don't care about you at all.
No. But
I don't think that helps.
Ouch.
It should. I'm just saying, like, that's what... Because our friend Jess, kind of like, she was like very pushy for us because we felt embarrassed about asking them to do that. And she's like, no, this is your one moment that you can ask them to do something that you... Like, if you don't do it, you'll feel bad. So wouldn't if you felt bad if you brought one thing instead of all that stuff?
Yeah.
But so you did it. Who cares? Like, it's over now. Like, you can just move on. Because
they've
forgotten
about you.
No,
they forgot, Mike. John.
But it doesn't matter if they forgot because you got all your stuff signed and you had a moment, so you should feel
Yeah, you
feel
got
bad.
Your stuff. You used them and ditched them.
Yeah.
Also because they do that every day. Like, that's half their life is signing stuff probably
they
from...
They just hold them and then never see them again.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to see them again, John.
Well, you can, but if you see them again, they won't remember you and you can start all over.
No, I want... What?
You could just say, hey, do you remember me?
You should. Really loud like that.
Hey, Joel. Do you remember me?
This is British. Not much different than how Scott interacts with people.
I love all the VHS tapes.
Those tapes are older than you, Conrad. Maybe. I don't know.
I'm not sure what that was meant to do to Connor.
I don't know.
Take very, that, you young kid.
I'm very vulnerable.
Yeah, Mike, you have all those some records that exist.
What?
Gotcha, bitch.
Why am I?
Yeah, Mike, gotcha. Yeah,
got.
I got comic books sold as you.
What?
Comic
books as old as me.
Yeah. I don't.
I bet you also have ones as old as you.
I have one older than my dad.
Wow.
No one cares.
Is it just like a white guy beating up a black guy?
Yep, that's what
I just figured. I just figured that's
before comics probably this is before back. Color printing they could. Now look, you've made them go away, John.
They
our favorite audience member.
They waited way too long to go home and have sex. Like that is it's
they did.
I did. The first show. Jesus.
This is
rough schedule.
Have fun.
This is because I asked him about
his. Use a rubber. I don't.
This is because I asked him about his phone. Is it because I asked him about his phone?
No.
That's because he brought up black and white people.
Yeah.
John, it was the 50s, not the 60s.
You're right. There was no racism in the 50s. You're absolutely right. It was all just smooth sailing.
You're welcome.
This is what happens when you don't bring up topics.
I have topics. Want topics?
Topics.
Names. Remember names?
Yeah.
Oh, remember names. I can't remember names. I wrote.
What's her name? She just came in. What's her name?
Yeah. Oh, it's Carrie.
Yeah.
Anne. I have the lights. You look like a different person. No, this happened last night, and it happens at work all the time. If it takes me like years to not screw up someone's name. I call you John.
Mike,
I call you Mike all the time.
Moments ago.
I call you, yeah. So what I did to fix it, I'll say, if I say the wrong name, and then I'll say apostrophe S is friend. So if I call
sure.
you, I go, cover. Mike's friend John, and then it's all good.
That is smooth cover.
Because like last night, I was going to talk to Conrad. I said, Eric's friend Conrad, what do you think? And no one fucking noticed.
Conrad did, because Conrad hates Eric.
To be honest, I was
at that slide
deck,
actually. Upstanding citizen.
Eric was a good guy.
He's not, and that was yesterday, not tonight.
Yeah,
you remember it?
Confused why I was
Conrad, though, I specified your name.
What do you do if they don't know the person that you're saying?
Yeah.
Then you go, oh, you don't know. And like, this is Eric, this is Conrad, and I introduce, shake hands.
And they go, why'd you call us friends when we just met?
Oh, because the stranger's just a friend.
I don't know him. Why are you saying we're friends? We just all met.
Yeah, what's up?
What's up, man?
Stranger's a friend you haven't met.
We've separately been friends with you for 10 years
in fact,
each.
I hate them.
Yeah.
Me too.
Oh, okay. What?
He's milking a cow. Sometimes I think he was just waxing his arms.
Yeah.
And okay. Then he's just touching baby puppies' faces.
I imagine this is going to be very entertaining for people listening
very audio.
In the future.
John is John. This is what? Oh, I put my phone away. So names. Do you have a hard time remembering names, John?
Yeah. Nowadays, yes. But usually in college, I was uncanny. To the point where...
like the X-Men.
Yes. Where my friends would bring up girls in their phone, and I could tell when they met them and what happened and what happened. Like I had like an encyclopedic knowledge. Like my buddy Matt would just be like, who's Sarah with 3 H's? I'm like, oh, you met her at the party, and you said you knew...
What did you say? The Rain Man of hookups.
Matt?
No, you!
Me!
You are the Rain Man.
Yes, because Matt's the one that is the smart... Wait, I don't know how Rain Man hookups work.
So how do you know Sarah?
I'd be like, oh no, you went to that party and you told her you knew too many Sarahs, and so she put 3 H's in your phone, and then you went, oh yeah, and he goes, oh yeah. So like, now I'm like my neighbors, I need like 3 times.
I like how John is like, oh yeah, in college all the girls' phone numbers, like that's like three...
He doesn't even use the numbers. He just had the
names.
Numbers.
And I said it was like some of my friends' numbers too. It wasn't all just mine.
What?
I have trouble remembering names all the time, nonstop, and but I usually remember like but it's after, so they'll say, hey, Mike, and I'll go, hey, what's up? And then process. Oh, yeah, but I can't go back now. No, I've already said their name. Right. We're already now mid-conversation. I can't go, John?
I think it's this weird human condition, because we honestly can just be like, I'm bad with names. I'm sorry. What's your name again? And honestly, everyone should just be okay with, like, especially if you've only met them two or three times. I think By the fifth date, you should know.
But if I don't know the person, if I don't see the person on a regular basis,
right?
Many of the comics, I did this probably with them tonight. I know their names, but they'll come up to me and be like, hey, Mike, I'm like, hey.
You're also in a kind of a position of power too, so that they're required to know you to get booked here. Technically, you don't need any of them.
I don't want to be that way.
No, but it's not on purpose. Yeah. But you're not being mean though too.
Every time that someone says my name first, my brain goes in instant panic. Like, oh shit! Oh no! Ah, crap!
That's why you do what I do and just hardly ever use names unless you have to get their attention. But if you get their attention, you have time to think of it.
I will say from now on, hey, Scott's friend.
No, because someone goes, hey, Scott, I go, hey, what's up? And then you don't have to say their name. And then unless you have to get their attention, I go, I need to tell that person about the hamburgers. Travis. Hey, Travis, the hamburgers.
When has that situation ever arose?
What do you need to tell them about the hamburgers?
That they're there?
That you just
need to tell them about the hamburgers?
I mean, do they have E. coli? Is there something very
important? No, I'm saying...
Is something wrong with the hamburgers?
What if Tyler... What did I say? Travis? What if Travis shows up to the party? He's like, man, I'm sure hungry. And he starts eating...
why do you need to tell him about
that? What was he going to eat? What were you going to say?
I was thinking those little puffy corn things.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, I got to tell him about the hamburgers.
Yeah, because they're over there.
I'm sure he'll find them if he gets hungry. He's like, is there only puff corn here? And
plus,
like, no,
he's not
right going to
fill up on puff corn.
No.
No one fills up on puff corn.
No, that's the whole point. In fact,
you have to eat, like,
he'd probably be like, hey,
gallons of it.
Does anybody have hamburgers? Scott keeps staring at me, like muttering something that he's telling me something, but he won't come up to me. He keeps standing over there and saying, hey, Conrad's friend Eric.
No, because I have time to think of it. Or wait till he makes eye contact, I'll just stare at him. And then he looks over and I go, hey, his hamburgers. And then he's like...
But you didn't say his name.
But he looked... when he's making eye contact. If someone makes eye contact, you just go, hey. He's going to go, who's behind me?
You didn't even make eye contact with me then when you were talking.
I don't need to tell you about the hamburgers.
You don't need to tell anyone about the hamburgers. They know about the hamburgers.
Do they?
What if they exist?
What if they showed up to a barbecue late? They say supper's at 6 o'clock, and they show up at 9:30 because they had to work late.
Sure.
Then they don't deserve fucking hamburgers.
Yeah, they don't get hamburgers.
What if there's a lot left over? I go, oh man.
Then that's fine, but they shouldn't expect hamburgers at 9:30 if the party starts at 6.
I know, but I'm being a nice, gracious host, saying, "Hey,
we still have."
I mean,
wait, what are you the host?
You never host parties.
Well, maybe if Travis invited,
and you're making
Travis is not coming to a party with your hamburgers.
Well, because he doesn't know they're there.
Well, how would he?
You haven't told him, and he's eating popcorn like an idiot.
I hate popcorn.
So does Travis.
Then why did it
even
put it? Someone brought it.
Then why did you put it out? You could just said, this is nice garbage.
Because I don't want it stuck in my house.
Who brought the popcorn?
Some asshole.
Why are they at your party?
I don't know. Maybe it's someone's friend or wife or husband.
Also, why is popcorn all the way up by the hamburgers? Why isn't it on the big same table?
It's by the front door. It's in the kitchen.
Why is popcorn by the front door? What is it, like mint when you're leaving? You have a popcorn on your way out.
Popcorn.
No,
it's a fresh amount.
In my scenario, we're in an apartment.
Where are you?
You own a house.
I know. But I'm throwing a party for my friend's birthday.
At a different apartment?
It's his apartment.
Why is he there?
Because he is there. I'm throwing the party.
So why are you responsible for the hamburgers?
Because I want to make sure the guests are happy.
I'm not happy with the party.
So then, who cares if someone else brought popcorn if it's not your apartment and you're just helping out? Who cares if someone else brought popcorn, and who cares if you told Travis? He'll figure it out. He's there at 9:30. He's hungry.
It's an apartment, too. How far away can the hamburgers possibly be?
They're in the fridge.
In the fridge?
Because cold hamburger?
No, if Travis is showing up at 9:30 for a 6 p.m. party, he's going to Taco Bell for his own meal. There's no way he's coming for a
hamburger. No,
no. It's not going to grab a hamburger out of the fridge.
You don't want your hamburger sitting out for 4 hours.
No, so it's been 3.5, first of all.
You walk in, there's that stupid fucking island by the kitchen where the kitchen ensemble's here and the island is in the middle. The hamburgers are in the fridge.
It's a very detailed kitchen.
The bowl is right there on the island thing, but there's a couple chips.
So not when you walk in, it's in the kitchen by the other food.
Yes, but the snack food, but everyone ate. We've been eating for 3.5 hours. All the chips and dip are gone. The dip has a grayish like color on top now because it's been sitting out for so long.
Are you saying that puff corn gets grayish after
3.5 hours? No, the dip for the chips.
Which dip? The guacamole?
No, the French onion dip.
French onion?
Why is it gray?
It's graying.
In 3.5 hours?
French onion dip never lasts that long.
How warm are you keeping this apartment?
I mean, it's. I don't know. It's summer. What if my AC's not working?
So,
you don't have... Okay.
No. Your punch is holding through your logic. Because if he walks in, he will see that there's no hamburgers, and he'll go, where are the hamburgers? And someone will say, the fridge. You don't have to tell them there's
no, no, no. What if he... Okay, I'm just saying. He's not going to... He might not know there's hamburgers left over because we made a bunch when he wasn't there. And I'm like, everyone made hamburgers.
What is this, 1967? I'm sure someone texted him and say, hey, keep coming back. We got hamburgers in the fridge.
Well, what if we didn't know he was going to show up? What if he just shows up and goes, hey, the party's still going on? I'm like, yeah, there's food in the fridge. Get the fucking hamburgers.
No, he would have said, hey, the party's still going on. The person who's hosting the party said, yeah, burgers in the fridge. You're not hosting. It's not your apartment.
He is.
I'm hosting it, but I'm not...
That's never happened ever. No one's ever hosted a party at not their apartment.
Also, I'm not paying attention. So if someone texts me, my phone's in my pocket. I don't notice. It's like, hey, the party's still, is there food available? I might not know because I don't look at my phone and go, oh shit, Travis is here. I'm like, I should check to see if he's going to text me. Oh shit, Travis. I'm like, yeah, the hamburger's in the fridge. And I respond to it in real time instead of the text.
And that's perfectly acceptable. That factor wasn't in the beginning. You said Travis walks in and you go, and you're gonna glare at him and go,
I need to tell him.
I need to tell my hamburgers.
And that's why.
Yeah. I think maybe you just should be okay not knowing his name.
Why don't you just wait until he walks in because he's late already and you just say, hey, there's hamburgers in the fridge.
That's what's happening.
You don't have to know his name.
I need to know his name. Just don't worry about his
name. That's what I'm saying. I don't...
You guys, the point of the story is fuck Travis.
Travis has got to get a different job.
No. I'm aware that he texted me. I'm just saying I don't need to know it unless I'm trying to get his attention.
You know,
but in the moments where I stare at him, I can also just stare at him and wait till he makes eye contact.
Do you even know a Travis?
No.
I hear Travis is vegan now because of his girlfriend anyway, so...
She probably brought the puff corn.
She probably did. She's the asshole.
Well, if he walks in... Oh, my... Man. Okay, I don't know Travis's party.
I'm going to take my...
Who said you were invited?
I know every bit of this apartment. I feel like I was there.
What color is the couch?
You know, I'm leaving now.
No, what color is the couch?
I'm leaving.
Beige.
I'm leaving.
Damn it, you're right. Yeah, it is. It is.
Why don't you, like, buy a cooler, build for device, put the hamburgers on that, and, like,
look... No, the hamburgers... The cooler, the red one's for soda, the blue one is for beer.
Wait, I'm not invited to this party?
Well, fuck, man. Look, I don't know who's
invited. So name a scenario where you would host a party at someone else's apartment.
And not invite me.
What if my cousin was getting married?
Your cousin was getting married.
Okay.
You're not invited.
Go on.
You know my cousin?
We're not talking about that. I asked you why you would host at someone else's apartment.
Because what if I'm the best man at my cousin's wedding?
Why wouldn't you?
And it's all his friends.
Why is the best man hosting,
I said, what if I'm the best man?
So you're making the groom host his own party at his place, but you're doing everything?
Yeah.
Why isn't he there? So he'd have to help. It's his apartment. So he has to clean his own house so you can host a party at his house.
It's a surprise party. Do you not fucking think of that?
For him.
Yeah.
He knows he's getting married,
right? How do you
get
in?
I have a spare key because I water the plants when he's gone. No, he didn't get married yet. He's going to. This is the fucking bachelor party. He comes in after work. He's like, holy fuck, my friends are here.
A surprise bachelor party?
Yes.
So he's not prepared. What if he had plans? What if he went to, like, drinks afterwards with his
buddies? With who?
His work
friends. His buddies are coming over. Jesus Christ.
Work friends are different than real friends.
He doesn't have work friends.
I don't know. Burgers and puff corn for a bachelor party doesn't seem like
that. That sounds like a terrible bachelor party.
Cold burgers.
Well, the burgers were hot at 6 when he got done with work.
And why would Travis be there until 9:30?
Because he had to pick up an extra shift.
Where?
Somebody late.
Where? Where does he work?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know that.
Social security number.
I don't know.
What was the last time you kissed a girl?
Me? Or him?
Travis.
I don't fucking know it, Travis.
I don't know. I was more interested in Scott.
No, you don't want to know.
What's his credit card number?
How do you even know my credit card number?
You don't?
No.
Give me your credit card.
You read yours.
Whoa.
Here, no, I want you to try to guess yours, because you have to know, because you use it every time at a store. I just want to see if you know any
I don't
numbers.
Remember, I don't just go, oh, 16 digits, and then go.
I'm not saying you do that. Here, let's just
no.
Go. It'll be a fun game.
It won't be a fun game.
Mike, do you have yours?
Everyone can get their phone and go, oh, 447.
I memorized 11.
Yes, 61 digits.
So you can't memorize 16 of your own personal
what?
Information.
No, it's, what if, no. Don't reach for my pocket. Oh my God.
Scott, can you please give me your card?
No, I'm kidding. What's going to happen? I'll record
it.
We're gonna guess how many numbers you know out of all 16, and we're going to have people guess.
No.
Why not?
Because I don't like this. Change the subject.
You have the list of subjects.
My jokes.
Actually, that's not a good idea to have on a recorded podcast his entire card.
I think that was his.
That's that. And also, all the people, I don't know her. She could have a pencil written in her, hidden in her.
She could
have a pencil. Have I met her before? No. Yeah, she could
you
have a pencil.
You mean your sister.
My I've been telling her that all day.
Because she can't remember her name.
No. We just got reunited.
Hope we haven't seen each other.
All right. Bad at drugs. Bad at stealing kids. Electricity kid.
Why are those the things you skip?
We talked about last time.
Yeah, how bad was it?
Yeah, how bad am I stealing kids? John, do you listen to the podcast?
When is this one? When is next
you were
last
at
month's?
That one.
No, I was. Thank you.
I don't know why, but I have one that says do impression of Mike. I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
Mike?
I can't do an impression of myself.
Yeah, he did do impressions of him last night. We should have podcasted that.
Yeah.
Well, delete that.
Okay.
Do you remember songs?
like
in general?
Like, okay, so when we were kids, again, back to watching TV when we were kids.
You see, that's like an old-timey thing? Like, you remember the milkman? You remember
songs?
Before they banned him on the radio?
No, when we were kids, we watched Electricity Kid commercial. We watched, like, Scruff McGruff. Take a Bite at a Crime commercials.
Yes.
But are there certain songs from like commercials that you watch as a kid and then like they just
Crossfire!
You get caught in the crossfire. Yeah, that one I have. I have that written down. Crossfire.
Oh.
Right there.
Look at that. Holy
and
shit.
I also wrote Micro Machines.
What was that one?
Yeah, pizza. I sing that all the time as an adult.
Oh.
There's this commercial that for Micro Machines. It's like how's the song go? When the enemy attacks in the night, do spot him with a light, hit him in the sight. Micro Machines night attack. Look up Micro Machines night attack commercial. Conrad.
That's a specific Micro Machines.
Yeah, but it's like spot him with a light, hit get him in the sight. You got a hit.
Get him in the sack?
See? That song stuck in my brain.
Oh,
always.
Really?
Always.
I think that's like half your problem.
A nonstop
loop. So you're just staring at Travis going, 9 out of 10.
9 out of 10. Travis,
burgers on the fridge.
When the enemy attacks in the night. And then, yeah.
That song doesn't make sense, because Micro Machines were never aggressive. They were just tiny cars.
The army attack, the army vehicles. John, Micro Machines evolved. You had the car wash, then you start getting other things, and you start going off-road.
Yeah.
And they start going to the military stuff. They got the helicopters, and then you're like, it's like a combat zone. John, Micro Machines.
Micro Machines.
Oh.
Do you ever...
I think I had the car wash thing.
Yeah.
No, I had a big, Micro Machines, city thing that I... What are you... Why?
There he goes again. About how much money he had as a kid.
I did. Yeah, I had one micro machines thing.
Oh, and I bet all my micro machines could fit inside yours.
My friend I had a DeLorean micro machine.
Wow.
I found one in a leaf pile.
When I was young, I was raking leaves, and I found a Polaroid of a redhead naked.
God damn it.
One of you is a winner.
Yeah.
I found it. You're just raking leaves, and I was having like a Polaroid. That's a full motion boobs.
Was she cute? Yeah.
Is that your sexual awakening?
Yeah, I came right there. In my Umbros.
While raking? You were wearing Umbros while raking?
Yeah.
Nice.
What the fuck is an Umbro?
It's a brand of shorts in the 90s.
Don't know what that means. Shorts. I know what shorts are.
Do you know what the 90s are?
Yeah.
Do you know what brands are?
Yeah.
So you got every one of those words.
But why is it different than any other shorts?
Umbros really aren't around anymore.
That's how it's different.
Oh.
They're not around.
It was more about a reference to the 90s than anything.
Okay.
I don't know what they are. I was confused with Zubas?
Jinkos.
Those the pants that are like animal.
Yeah. Zubas, yeah.
Zubas, yeah.
Zebra.
Zubly Zoo. I don't know that song.
I don't either. It was
I don't
a
think
show.
It's a real song.
It's a TV. It was a kids' TV show with people dressed up like animals.
And makeup on their faces.
I did an improv workshop with one of the guys. He was
really?
The fox, I think.
What does it sound like?
What
did he sound like?
He sounded like a normal guy.
Oh.
He wasn't non-stop in character.
What did his character sound like?
I think it sounded like it was Ed Wynn. Oh, I'm the fox.
Yeah. Ooh.
Also, I don't know, there's a show called Puppy Patrol on Disney, and that was made by Harlan Williams, the guy from Half Baked, the weirder looking guy, and the serial killer from There's Something About Mary. I'm trying to pull him up, but I'm trying to. He had his own movie where we went up to space, so not like inner space. What was that movie? Like Harlan Williams.
Oh, was Rocket Man?
Rocket Man.
Oh, yeah. No, I said it.
Conrad. I'm sorry, Conrad.
And was he on that show, that UPN show, Simon?
Yes.
All right.
But he created Puppy Patrol, so he's like a bajillionaire now. Because it's just like he just created the show. It's like, hey, these puppies are here, and there's a cyborg puppy, and they have a weird owner,
remember,
and you get a lot of money.
Remember Homestar Runner?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Woo! Well, that's...
Homestar Runner!
There's my audience. Yeah, apparently they are the ones that made Yo Gabba Gabba.
Hell yeah.
So there you go. Anyways, I think, we had talked topic-wise. Now it's another time of the part of the show for Conrad's Question Corner! That music cue is so short. By the time people are done clapping, like, oh, it happened already.
Yeah.
Do it again. There you go. Okay, Conrad, what's...
I've got like a bunch. I just put them on a roulette wheel. So
you have a roulette wheel back there?
Yeah.
Yeah. One of these questions is extremely cursed. So
cursed? Like cursed swear words or like bad news?
Cursed bad news. Okay, good thing we avoided the curse.
Is it about football?
No. Fuck you.
Shut the fuck up,
bitch.
Wow.
How the song goes, anyway.
Anyway,
the question is, what's the time you almost died?
A time I almost died?
Excellent.
Oh, boy. Which time?
Which
time?
One? Yeah, I'm trying to think of a good one.
Me too.
I mean, I guess... one time, this was in high school, my friends and I were driving around just because we were in high school and we were hanging out on a Friday night, and my friend isn't very good at driving, he doesn't pay attention well, so we were going down a street that had two stop signs, not four like he thought, but he thought he was on the other road, so he just blew through the stop sign, and then the other one was a semi. And we luckily stopped in time, like probably 3 feet from hitting us. And I was in the passenger side, so it would have been like, that would have been me. So after that, I never rode with him again. I was like, if we're going in your car, I'm fucking driving. And that's what happened from there on out. Even yeah.
That's exciting.
I almost drowned too, I guess.
While driving?
Yep. You drunk.
I guess not really death, but I almost killed my son.
Another show!
He punched Sarah right in the stomach. He's you!
Oh, dude, not cool. But, way back when I was working for my dad, he's an electrician, so there's a thing called a right angle drill. And so basically it creates giant holes in wood so you can pull wire through. And it's this giant drill, like a giant drill. And like one time it was just resting like on my jeans like this. And I hit the trigger and it like rolled like right up in my jeans. But like right when it got to the tip, it went, no, you need to use this. It just stopped. So I almost murdered my dick.
That's how you almost murdered your son is because you...
If I would have chopped up my dick, I might have never had a kid.
He wouldn't have existed.
I know.
Right. I mean,
it's like Back to the Future. Yeah. He would have just faded away.
Sure.
So I'm going to go back in time, make right angle drills 2 inches longer.
But then we just drill out the top 2 inches of his dick. He'd still have a workable penis.
Wait, what angle do you think it's going into?
Right at right to the tip. You could grind that down to the nub, and she'd still love you.
Wait, she wouldn't love you?
No, you don't have 2 inches to spare?
No,
you don't have...
No. It's like 50% of a relationship is that dong.
52%. I really don't feel good. I really don't feel good now.
You feel good? No, neither does Sarah.
I don't like that he said that dong, and then made a smirk and kept eye contact with me. This is why I don't make eye contact with anybody, because that happens.
It takes two people to keep eye contact, though. You could have broke away, but you kept staring.
By the way, if anyone sees Scott, just randomly besides tonight, just look at him and go, that dong.
Travis.
Hamburgers are in the fridge.
Yeah.
John's dick now looks like ground hamburger. Travis.
For what purpose?
For what purpose is this dick like a hamburger?
No, for what purpose did he bring that up?
The hamburgers?
No.
It's a callback.
Travis?
Oh.
Mike.
Yes.
Your Travis? Story.
Mine is not as... I should have gone second.
Sorry.
Well, that's all right. I was driving back.
Where's that music coming?
It's from the bar.
The bars.
An active bar with people buying drinks.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't...
You didn't buy a drink?
I didn't buy a drink.
You just stole it?
I thought someone's phone was randomly on or something.
No.
I apologize.
Okay, quick before we get to that, they'll diffuse the tension of the story. Usually, I just reach behind the bar and grab whatever I want, and then our new bar manager, Jessica's back there, and I almost did that. I was like, she doesn't know me, and she probably, that would have been look bad if I just went, I'm just going to get a drink.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't ever have done
that. Ever do that, yeah, no.
No? Should I just walk behind the bar and do it?
No, not do that either.
No? Yeah. Should I put my fingers in all the...
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
All your holes.
You didn't even finish the words.
What? I'm out of wine.
Story.
All right, so driving back home back here from my mom's house, Christmas. We left early because I don't want to be at my mom's house long. I have to. But I was driving with my now ex-wife and then our kid who was like two maybe in the back seat. Driving, it was really snowy. And also, lots of people in the ditch. Boy, it's a rough situation. But also a lot of traffic because it's Christmas.
Yeah.
So they were driving. Someone had gone into the ditch before, and they were getting out. And the way they got out was drive out parallel to the highway. Oh. Or not parallel. What did I say?
Perpendicular
to the highway. So they suddenly pop out of the ditch right in front of me. And I go, oh, crap. And I do a little twist, which made my car then start spinning. We did 2 360s in the middle of the highway at two different points. And we turned, and there was a bunch of cars. There was a truck coming, but at moments where you're facing the wrong way, headlights coming towards you for a brief moment. That happened to me, and then we went spinning into the ditch. All the while, Peggy, she'd go, we're okay. She's screaming, we're okay. And I was just going, And then we landed in the ditch, and we turned around, checked on the kid, slept through the whole thing. didn't notice it at all. I might have. They both met have.
All three of them likes a ghost.
I've been dead since then inside. Then I had to get out and walk to the gas station in like 3 foot of snow. By the time I got to the gas station, someone else had towed them out and pulled them to the gas station.
Oh.
I could have died multiple times.
You're right. That John's Wiss story is much better than
yep,
yours.
Yep, I know. You'll edit it differently.
No, I won't.
You'll never edit it.
Oh, I was going to say, that reminded me one time. Don't bite me. I was driving. I wasn't driving. What's the, when they...
Travis is driving.
When they drive you, the drive you...
Uber?
Uber. Oh, another one. Lyft.
Lyft.
I was in Baltimore. I might have mentioned this on the podcast before, but I was in Baltimore, and I was driving in the back seat. Shut up.
How are you Uber. Driving in the back
seat? Shut up. I was riding in the back seat, and I had to get... My airplane ticket time was like 6 a.m.
Yeah.
Fuck. So I left my hotel at like 3-ish, 3:30.
Oh, God.
Because I had to check in and go and all this stuff. And the Lyft gets there. Well, the first one was miles away, and then she calls, like, I'm outside. I'm like, I'm outside, and no one is out here. And I look, I'm like, you are like 2.5 miles away. Fine. And click. I'm like, whoa, okay. I guess I'm not going to have her.
Yeah. You don't call Lyft for customer service.
No, she called me asking, like, where are you? I'm like, I'm outside. I'm in front of the hall. Like, I'm in front of this hotel. She's like, no, it says you're here. I'm like, how could I? I'm used in this hotel to the airport. Anyways, so then the guy that came, I'm like, I got in the car. It's like I said, 3:30 in the morning. Yeah. What closes around 3 or 3:30 in the morning?
Bars
do. So I get in the car, I get in the back seat, and I'm like, this car has a very familiar scent to it, but I couldn't figure it out. I realized partway there, oh, it smells like when you drank all night, and then the next morning you just like hop in your car and you just smell of alcohol. That's what the car smelled like. And then the highway we were on, it was uneven because they were repaving one side.
Yeah.
And he started drifting, and then his tire fell off the highway, and then the car just kind of like woof woof woof, and then like and then I was, like the first time I went. Oh no!
Christopher Walken.
The words just came out. Like I just couldn't control it. And he's like, oh, and then as soon as like, whoop, it's like, oh, that was a bad patch of road. I'm like, okay. And then I just grabbed my suitcase and hugged it the rest of the way there. I'm like, please.
You gave him like 0 stars.
I gave him 5. I'm not gonna ride with him again.
It's not joking, really how right? Stars work, but
that was for the bit, right?
Maybe 4. I don't know.
Why wouldn't you give him 0?
Because anyone would be mad at me.
He almost killed you.
Again. You're gonna kill somebody. Oh gosh, now I'm thinking like you.
Yeah, see, it's helping.
Was his name Travis?
No!
This is a Scott Does Stuff podcast.